Is this frequency in use? Welcome to Southgate Vibes, a selection of the latest stories direct from Southgate Amateur Radio News. I'm Steve Richards, Gulf 4 Hotel Papa Echo, and in this podcast, you're going to hear my personal picks of what is happening in amateur radio and the wider world of communications. Whether you're just starting out in ham radio or an experienced operator spinning around the spectrum for those rare and sometimes strange signals, I hope you'll find something to entertain you here. Welcome to Southgate Vibes. A very good day to you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I know some people like to listen to this podcast when they're washing up, and others when they're doing other mundane tasks around the house like ironing. But please, there's no need to send me your intimate details of your listening habits. Just having you along is quite sufficient. So, here we are with podcast number 102. And as I write, a tremendous magnetic storm has broken out in the ionosphere, following a major coronal mass ejection from the sun a few days ago. And if you're in northern latitudes, the recommendation is to look out for possible aurora borealis. And did you know that amateurs bounce signals off this ionized layer, using it like a big mirror in the sky? I must tell you more about it on a future occasion. Okay, we have five items for you this time, so let's get started. All amateurs in the UK have had a new licence condition added in recent months, requiring the measurement of their electromagnetic fields generated when they're transmitting, to ensure that any humans who are standing close to the antennas do not receive a high dosage of radio frequency energy. As the regulator Ofcom has been warning, compliance with record keeping is mandatory for all radio amateurs in the UK, and the first deadline to demonstrate this compliance for transmitting on VHF and above is looming. The Radio Society of Great Britain is reminding all UK amateurs that to comply with Ofcom's new EMF regulation, radio amateurs need to complete an EMF assessment by November the 18th for transmitting equipment operating on frequencies above 110 MHz. To assist with this process, the RSGB has made available a new pre-assessed configuration document covering VHF and UHF beam antennas titled PAEC2, rotatable beam antennas for 50 MHz to 1.3 GHz. That document, along with a new version of the RSGB's EMF calculator, which is now up to version 11A, and other helpful information, is available on the RSGB EMF page at rsgb.org/EMF. News from the Amateur Radio Club at the BBC, which has recently negotiated a special event call sign to mark 100 years of broadcasting. As the special call sign GB100 BBC is going to be on the air for a whole year, there should be many opportunities to work the station on just about any mode or ham band. Members of the BBC's radio club, the London BBC Group, have been granted an exceptional all-year special event call sign to help celebrate the BBC's centenary year in 2022. The regulator Ofcom will permit GB100 BBC to operate throughout the year, starting at midnight on New Year's Day from the headquarters station in Broadcasting House, London. Operating slots will then be allocated for use by individual members and local groups of operators, from their home locations or from BBC premises throughout the UK. You are listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. It's all about radio and the wider world of communications. I've picked out some of the latest stories from Southgate Amateur Radio News, and you can find a lot more by going to southgatearc.org. When taking part in contests on the amateur bands, it helps to speed things up if a station is using a short call sign. After a long campaign, Australian amateurs have been successful in getting their regulator to issue special contest call signs. Paul Anslow, Victor Kilo 2 Alpha Papa Alpha, reports that the hard work performed by a subcommittee of active contesters led by the Radio Society of Australia has finally been realised. The Australian regulator, the ACMA, has announced the release date for the new 2x1 contest call signs. The contest call sign template comprises a VK, VJ or VL prefix followed by one number and one letter. The contest call signs are issued under the following rules. They are issued exclusively for amateur radio contests. Call signs are limited to amateur radio clubs and holders of an amateur operator certificate of proficiency at advanced level. There is a limit of 1 2x1 call sign per licensed station, not including repeaters or beacon licenses. Successful 2x1 call sign applicants are not required to obtain a new license or vary an existing license. 2x1 call signs will be issued for a period of 12 months, and the call signs will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. The allocation process will commence at 10 a.m. on the 13th of October 2021 by the Australian Maritime College, who are responsible for assessments and call sign issue in Australia on behalf of the ACMA. Keeping with the contest theme, down in South Africa, a new Morse contest has been announced. In fact, there will be two, and they last a whole week each. One is for expert Morse operators who can send and receive at very high speeds. The other is for newer Morse devotees, where the speed is deliberately capped to be modest. You may think South Africa is a long way away from us here in Europe, but actually, I've been hearing some very strong signals from there on 17 metres recently. So there's every chance that European Morse enthusiasts will be able to take part in this new series of contests. Michael Zulu Sierra 6 Mike Sierra Whiskey asks, have you ever thought of stretching your Morse speed skills amongst your fellow amateurs in a way never heard before? Are you ready for the challenge? The idea of the South African National CW Speed Week is to make as many contacts as you can within a 7-day period. The goal is to log all contacts on the Radar Sport Log, developed by Eddie, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo November Echo. You can find it at radarops.co.za/ZS Portal. You'll need to obtain a login PIN from Eddie in order to take part, and the PIN allows you to edit your own log if you've made an error. The criteria for the week will be CW sent using any paddle or a straight key. Nothing slower than 20 words per minute character speed or faster will qualify you to take part. You will need to declare in the comments column on the logging system what kind of Morse key you used, straight or paddle. The radar system self-generates the points. Two contacts confirmed will yield 2 points for each, and a contact without a confirmation will give you 1 point each. So the idea is to make sure that your friends actually log on the online system to gain the double points. During the week, anyone can, at any time, spot who spoke to whom, either in text form on the radar system or on a bar graph format on the same system. Everyone logs in one place. Just refresh the screen to spot the latest happening. The National CW Speed Week will start at 04 hours UTC on Sunday the 24th of October and will end at 16 hours UTC on Saturday the 30th of October. Remember, logbooks are kept in UTC time. The activity will take place on 80, 40 and 20 metres, and you may not work the same call sign more than once on each band. A slow speed equivalent event, the CWQRS week, is in the planning for the very new guys, who will use 8 words per minute and not exceeding 12 words per minute. QRS is the Q code for Please Send Slowly. The criteria for the contest is similar to the high-speed version, and the date for the CW QRS week will be announced soon. You're listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a comment or a question, pop us over an email. Our address is vibes@southgatearc.org. That's vibes@southgatearc.org. You never know, we might feature your message in a future edition. And finally, we're still talking about contests, and a long-established contest, the CQ Worldwide Contest, has been responding to the generally held belief that the amateur radio world must do more to attract a new, younger generation of hams. So, they've added a new category to their contest with this in mind. The CQ Worldwide Phone Contest has a new youth category for people aged 25 years or younger. The annual CQ Worldwide Phone Contest on October the 30th to the 31st and the CW Contest on November the 27th to the 28th are great opportunities for young operators to get on the air and contact DX stations from all over the world. This year is special for young operators because of a new youth category for anyone 25 years old or younger. The rules for CQWW can be found at www.cqww.com/rules. The new youth category has created a lot of interest, and IARU Region 2 is one of several organisations sponsoring plaques for the top young scorers. There are four plaques: top youth score in South America for both the CQWW phone and CW contests, and similar awards for the top score in North America in both contests. In fact, youth plaques are sponsored for all continents in both the phone and CW contests. Contests are a good way to introduce young people, licensed or not, to amateur radio's ability to communicate around the world. Unlicensed listeners can log all the stations they hear and compare with other shortwave listener logs. On the air, contacts are short and easy to understand. It's just a signal report, almost always 5-9, and a CQ zone from 1 to 40. So even a mic-shy person can jump in and be successful. If your club has young operators, please help them to get on the air individually or from a club station as a multi-operator entry. Or invite a local young amateur to join you in your shack. Certificates are available for everyone submitting a contest log, so every score will be recognised. In Region 2, that's the Americas, stations in South America should see good conditions on 20, 15 and even 10 metres, so smaller stations with modest antennas will still find plenty of stations to work. North and Central American stations will find plenty of European and Japanese stations too. So let's take advantage of good conditions to show our young operators how to have fun with amateur radio. Well, that's it for this time. You've been listening to Southgate Vibes, stories about amateur radio and the world of communications from Southgate Amateur Radio News. You can find these stories and many more daily reports at our website, southgatearc.org. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch by sending an email to vibes@southgatearc.org. So until next time, this is Steve Richards, G4 Hotel Papa Echo, signing off and wishing you best 7-3.